Well, we continue our broadcast from Ann Arbor, 37th Annual Michigan Recycling Coalition Conference, entitled Looking Back to Move Forward. I might just say a good point to say that the grand sponsor of this event is the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, also known as EGLE. And I also want to give a shout-out, as we always do, to our good friend Roger Cargill at Shoepan Recycling for all the help that he provides year in and year out lining up these fantastic guests. And speaking of fantastic guests, we have with us Katie Venichuk. Katie is Recycling and Waste Minimization Specialist for the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. And she's going to tell us about some grant programs. Katie, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kirk. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, part of recycling is obviously outreach, education, and support. DEQ and now EGLE have been very supportive of recycling in the state of Michigan. Give us a little background on the grants programs.
We've always had grant programs in place, and we've done our best to get as much money out into the communities as possible. A big part of a successful recycling system in Michigan is local. I mean, it's all local. That's where everything drives out from. All of the success of these programs, from infrastructure to education, all of it is important. So over the past few years, we have had a variety of grants go out into Michigan communities. Actually, a total of about $2.6 million since 2014 has been granted from the city of Kalamazoo to the city of Houghton to Newberry to Detroit to, you know, Sanilac County, all over the state. So really not targeting any area over another, and also trying to diversify the types of opportunities that are available. Because there's a need for infrastructure and a parallel need for education, we have alternated the grants from year to year because of the amount of money we have available to ensure that we're making opportunities available to a variety of different types of projects. So we've had CART projects and education projects and other infrastructure projects such as new drop sites and things of that nature. And we've seen a lot of success, and we're excited that now all of a sudden it's growing very quickly.
Let's break those two apart, education and infrastructure. I think people can get a pretty good handle on educational outreach, the importance of, but when you talk, you mentioned drop sites. What are some other examples of the kinds of infrastructure projects that you support?
Sure. It as I said, it varies by community because the way that recycling works is different in a rural community than it is in the city of Detroit. What we do is we put out a fairly broad infrastructure grant RFP, and we say, bring us your projects. Tell us what will work for you. It's varied by year. In some years, we have targeted curbside recycling access, primarily because that's a nationally recognized best practice for increased participation because it's very convenient. So through those programs, we've granted, I think, a little over 50,000 carts have been purchased for curbside recycling projects over the years, which is very exciting. So curbside recycling, drop sites, as I've mentioned, and also infrastructure needs. So at the recycling facility, there's stuff that's needed in order to get the materials ready to be sent out to brokers or whatever the next process is for that particular material. So balers, skid steers, things of that nature as well to prepare the recyclables to move into market.
But are there some examples of educational programs that you supported in communities? And I imagine they too vary widely.
Yes, those vary very widely. And a big part of that is informing residents about how to recycle correctly and where to do it and who to ask if they have questions, and especially about any program changes, because that's such a pivotal point for a lot of programs, is a shift, for example, from a curbside bin, so those smaller bins, to a curbside cart, a shift from a dual stream recycling program where you are asked to separate your materials to a single stream recycling program where you're asked to put all of your materials in one bin. So one of the 2017 grants, for example, was with the city of Kalamazoo, who was doing just that, transitioning from a dual stream program to a single stream program, having residents put everything in one bin. And so they proposed a large rollout, huge education campaign with an app called Recycle Coach and billboards and bus wraps and all kinds of things, just so people are seeing it in a lot of different places and recognize my city is making a change and I can be a part of this.
We're talking about support for various recycling programs around the state with Katie Venichuk. She is the Recycling and Waste Minimization Specialist for the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. Katie, as you go around the state and you're talking with folks in communities, what are some of the real opportunities to expand recycling programs in the state? And then what are some of the challenges that are preventing us from maybe recycling more and more compared to some of the other states around the Midwest, for example?
Well, some of the opportunities are that we have very, very passionate people in this industry that are trying to make these things happen. There's a lot of national, international, really, challenges around recycling right now. And I think that, unfortunately, is what a lot of people hear in the news these days, as opposed to those good news stories and investments that are happening and program shifts. So I think a lot of the opportunity is that people want this to happen. There's a lot of regional collaboration happening, people sharing expertise and knowledge about what works in similar types of communities so that people can replicate those best management practices in other areas. And I would say one of the opportunities is highlighted just in one of the recent grants that we had go out earlier this year. It was a recycling infrastructure grant project proposal, and we were able to put $3.7 million into that pot. We received $13 million of requests from programs all over the state looking to invest in programs for their communities. So I would say that the opportunities are right because there's so much innovation happening and there's commitment to moving it forward.
Katie, this program is called MSU Today, and you are a Spartan. How did, and I imagine people out there listening would wonder, you know, from your days at Michigan State University and what courses you took there to your role now. I mean, give us a little bit of your journey.
I would love to. Yes, I am a Spartan. Go Green. And I graduated in 2011 with a degree in civil engineering and a minor in water resources. So I did have a good amount of education around landfill engineering design while I was there. I served as a TA, and I did some additional work in that capacity. And so after I graduated, I worked in private sector for a little while doing, you know, in-situ remediation style projects. And then I transitioned to working for the state as a solid waste permitting engineer, so reviewing landfill expansion plans and going out and doing inspections. And I would stand on the top of the landfill and watch recyclables fly off as litter, and no one likes that, including the landfill operators, because then they have to go and clean it up. Just so much opportunity. And so I worked in that role for a number of years until the end of 2014, when Governor Snyder put forth his initiative to increase recycling in Michigan. And then these new positions were opened up within our department to start to promote that work regionally, to get out there, to do the networking, to share resources, to start to move Michigan in that direction. And I've been doing that since. And the program has changed quite a bit since it started to where we stand now. And it's been neat to see the progress.
Folks out there listening, how do they get involved? Where do they find information about applying for your grants program?
We have a few available right now that I'd like to just point out. For the first time in over 25 years, EGLE, E-G-L-E, EGLE, has the ability to provide some funds to support recycling market development, which is very important. We've really focused on that front end of collection and processing and education, but the market development piece, especially right now, is very important. So there is a grant on the streets right now for $2 million to grow markets in Michigan, and that closes on June 6th, so there is still time to get in on that. We also have some rural e-waste grants that are out on the streets right now. We just awarded the first round of that, and the second round is due on August 1st, so $100,000 to support growing collection infrastructure for e-waste. And then we also have an agricultural greenhouse and marine plastics grant that's out. That's a one-time grant. It's pretty specific, but we find that we have a lot of this material here in Michigan, and the need is great to develop some sort of collection infrastructure. So that's on the street right now as well. And we're also working on a couple of other things, so everyone should keep their eyes peeled. And we also have a really exciting new education and engagement campaign at that statewide level that's going to be coming forth. So lots of new tools in the tool bucket for everyone to tap into, and partnership is key on all of those things. So you can find out more about those grants and also some of those other items I just mentioned on our webpage at michigan.gov/MI Recycles. And that's michigan.gov/MI Recycles.
Well, Katie, best of luck going forward. These grant opportunities are certainly the future of recycling and sustainability in Michigan looks exceedingly bright. I've been talking with Katie Venichuk, a recycling and waste minimization specialist for the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. Pleasure having you on MSU Today.